Right, the topic given to me for the workshop is the lesser known martyrs.
给我关于讨论会的主题是鲜为人知的殉道者。
Honestly, it's quite a difficult topic.
是一个不太容易的一个主题。
保安部的可以打开到31面，可以写一份笔记。
31页。
Yeah, right, for the English side, I think you can write your note on page 330. Right, so there's some space there. Now, it's not an easy topic to talk about.
是一个不太容易来谈论的一个主题。
There are lesser known martyrs.
因为有很多鲜为人知的或者不太著名的殉道者。
Because of a few reasons.
有以下几个原因。
I'm not a history expert.
我不是关于历史的专业，我不太专那么专业。
Right, but what we can do is to look through the Bible.
但是我们能够做的就是来看圣经。
And there are some examples for us to follow.
因为在圣经当中有一些的例子。
Right, so, okay, if I'll point here on this slide.
可以看一些的PPT，但是英文的。
Right, so, so why are some martyrs lesser known?
为什么会有一些殉道者不那么出名呢？
Because in the past, it is not easy for them to write.
因为在过去是没有那么多记载。
Right, and over time, books, letters, all these things will be lost.
随着时间的流逝，一些的书籍、一些的记载、一些的书信会消失掉或迷失掉。
And some things that are written, they are not from the Bible.
因为有一些的记载不是在圣经里面。
Many of them are stories that are passed down.
很多呢是只是一些的流传的一些故事。
So we also cannot go back in time to go and check.
所以我们也不能够再回去来看看到底发生了什么。
So sometimes when they write, you never know, they can write extra things.
当然有时候当这些人去写的时候，他们也会添油加醋。
Right, so these are some of the difficulties we have.
所以呢，这是一些我们要面对的一些的困难。
Now, when we talk about this word martyr,
当我们来谈论这个殉道这个词的时候，
it's not a nice word today.
不是一个特别好的，或者是不太喜欢的一个词。
Because in the world, because of things like terrorism,
因为现在这个时代有很多的极端主义。
Right, and they use this word as they go and do terrible things.
那他们就会用这个词来做那些可怕的事情。
They go and kill people, and then they say, "Oh, this is because of my religion."
他们去杀人，他们说，哦，这是为了我们的信仰。
That's why this word is not so good today.
所以这个殉道这个词，在这个时代呢，不是特别好的。
Right, and some of this, when we do a bit of research about this.
当我们来做一个研究的时候，
The difficult thing is this.
那么问题出现在这里。
Some of the things that they do, we can find out.
他们所做的一些事情，我们能够找得到。
But what they believe in?
那么他们所相信的呢？
It's very difficult to know.
我们就不得而知了。For
example, in the Roman Catholic Church.
举个例子，比如说在罗马天主教会里面，
For them, martyrdom is very important.
对他们来说的话，殉道是非常重要的。
Now, why?
为什么呢？
Because they will pray to all these people.
因为他们会向这些人祷告。
When we went to the mission field in the Philippines,
当我们去到菲律宾那个宣教站的时候，
There is this very old church there.
那里有一个非常古老的教会。
They say it's the first Roman Catholic Church in the Philippines.
他们说是菲律宾的第一所天主教堂。
Right, so we went there to take a look at it.
我们去那看了看。
So in the church, there are so many statues.
在那教会里面有很多的雕像。
Right, many of these statues are of the apostles.
有些的塑像是关于使徒的。
And then some of these are Roman Catholics.
有另外一些呢是这些天主教徒。
These are the famous people who have died.
是那些非常知名的著名的死去的人。
And so the Roman Catholic Church can like promote them.
那么罗马天主教就把他们给推崇到一个地位。
So they have a committee to go and check.
所以他们就有这样一个组织呢，就去做一些审查。
If you have done something very famous,
如果你做了一些非常出名的事情
，their requirement is you must do a miracle.
他们的要求是最少要行一件神迹。
And then they will promote you.
那么他们就会把你给推崇到这个位置上。
The Pope can make you a saint.
那么他们的主教他们教皇就会把你封为圣徒。
You know, and people will pray to this saint.
那么人们就会向这些圣徒们来祷告。
Churches will even have a holiday for them.
那么甚至有的教会会为了这些人来举行一些的纪念日。
So actually, the Roman Catholic Church they have so many records of this.
那么在罗马天主教会里面就有很多关于这样的记载。
Because of all these things.
就因为这些原因。
No, but for us,
那对于我们呢?
Our focus is not like this.
我们的专注点不是在这些。
There are many examples of those who live for Christ.
有很多为主而活的见证。
Many died for the faith.
有很多为主殉道。
But there are also many who don't die in a terrible way.
但也有一些并没有死得非常惨。
There are some of these reformers.
有一些的改革家。
Right, some like Martin Luther.
比如说马丁路德。
Or John Calvin.
或者是约翰加尔文。
Right, they died in a very normal way.
他们死得非常的普通，就是没有经历什么我们说那些特别的意外。
Right, very simple. They just became old.
他们就是非常简单，就是年龄大了，年长了。
They got sick,
得病
and then they passed away.
之后呢就去世了。
Very simple.
就非常的普通。
We don't pray to them.
我们不会向他们祷告。
But we just remember what they did.
那我们所做的就是来纪念他们所做的。
We learn from their writings.
我们通过他们的著作来学习。
That's why in our churches we also remember the Reformation.
这是为什么我们的教会会来纪念宗教改革。
Right, so these are some things to think about.
这是我们要来明白的。
I know this is called a workshop.
我也知道这是一个讨论会。
Very difficult to discuss.
是非常不太容易来讨论。
Very difficult to carry out some activities.
也不太容易举行一些的我们说一些的互动。
I was thinking, oh, maybe I should ask some of the Ebenezer youth to come up.
那我也想过说让一些的青少的团契的一些弟兄姐妹上来。
Then maybe you all take the paper and make into like balls.
那么你们就用一些纸做成一些的球。
And then you scold them.
训斥他们。
And then you throw at them.
你丢向他们。
Then they have some experience.
那他们就能够来经历一点点关于殉道。
Then everybody we take turns.
我们每个人都轮流上来。
Or we have a fire.
我们或者点一堆火。
Then we see how long we can stand the fire.
那么我们就尝试你能站在火里面多长时间。
Of course, we can't do all these things.
当然我们不能够这样做。
So please understand if this workshop, we're just going to be preaching a bit.
所以我们这个讨论会呢就就是简单的我们通过神的话语来传讲。
Discussion also is a bit difficult.
当然互动呢讨论也是不太容易。
We're not just here to tell stories.
因为我们在这里面不单单是讲故事。
Right, and sometimes to know all these stories, you need to know a lot of a background.
因为当我们要来讲一些故事的时候，我们必须知道很多的背景。
Right, so it's very difficult to discuss.
所以不太容易来讨论。
Now, normally when we think of when we die as martyrs.
那么通常当我们来思想关于殉道者的时候。
People think that, oh, I must die in a very dramatic, very special way.
人们都在想他们肯定死得非常的不普通特别的一个死法。
Later we'll see if this is true or not.
待会儿我们会来看这是否是一个正确的理解。
And persecution is not something we are used to.
关于逼迫对我们来说不是那么常见。
At least I feel very ashamed.
当然我感觉有点羞愧。
Then my brother Yahweh here knows much better than I do.
我也许会知道稍微多一点。
You know, when I minister in Kenya,
当基督传道在肯尼亚侍奉的时候,
it's very open.
是一个非常自由的一个国度。
You can just take a microphone, go to the street and preach.
你可以就直接拿个麦克风去大街上传讲道。
I think in China, you can't do that.
Yeah, 在中国是不可以的。
So something that we are not used to.
所以关于逼迫，我们不太没有接触那么多。
In Singapore, we are very comfortable.
在新加坡呢，就更加的舒服啊，更加的自由。
Right, as long as the country remains the same,
只要说这个国家的政策不变,
we pray for a good government.
我们继续的为到好的执政者来祷告。
Pray that they will just let us continue to worship the Lord.
祷告他们能够继续的让我们能够自由的来敬拜主。
So only if we change country,
除非是我们换了国家,
then maybe something very different will be for us.
也许就会有些不同的事情发生。
So why must we look at this topic?
那么我们为什么要来看这样一个主题呢?
There are some good lessons for us to learn.
因为我们从当中能够学到一些宝贵的功课。
Now, first of all, we must look at the word martyr.
首先我们来看关于殉道这个词的意思。
This is a word you can find in the New Testament.
在新约当中我们能够找到这个词。
So here we are going to turn to a few verses.
那么我们会来看一些的经文。
Now the first one we'll look at is in Acts chapter 22 verse 20.
那第一个我们来看使徒行传的22章的20节。
This is the first time that we see the word martyr in the Bible.
这是在圣经当中第一次出现殉道这个词。
I'll read. And when the blood of thy martyr Stephen was shed, I also was standing by and consenting unto his death, and kept the raiment of them that slew him.
使徒行传22章第20节, 并且你的见证人斯提凡被害流血的时候, 我也站在旁边欢喜, 又看守害死他之人的衣裳。
The Apostle Paul was there when Stephen was killed.
使徒保罗, 在斯提凡殉道的时候呢, 使徒保罗在场。
We know that Stephen was stoned and killed.
被这些人用石头打死。
But before that, he gave a wonderful testimony of Christ.
当然在他殉道之前, 他为主做了一个美好的见证。
The Apostle Paul was there.
使徒保罗在那里。
Of those who went to kill Stephen,
那么那些杀害斯提凡的人呢?
He took care of their belongings and their clothes.
那么使徒保罗就 照看那些人的衣服。But
here Paul knew.
但是保罗知道,
Stephen was a witness for Christ.
斯提凡是主的见证人。
All the way until he died.
从头到尾。
Right, the next passage we look at is in Revelation chapter 2.
那下一个经文呢,是在启示录的第二章。
Revelation chapter 2 verse 13.
启示录第二章第13节。
I will read. I know thy works and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is. And thou holdest fast my name and hast not denied my faith, even in those days wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you where Satan dwelleth.
启示录第二章十三节告诉我们说, 我知道你的居所就是有撒旦座位之处, 当我忠心的见证人, 安提帕在你们中间撒旦所住的地方被杀之时，你还坚守我的名，没有弃绝我的道。We'll
talk more about this man later on.
待会儿我们会更多来谈论关于安提帕。It's
not written here in the Bible.
在圣经当中没有记载。But
history says that he was burned to death.
那么历史教会历史告诉我们说，他为主呢被烧死。
Now the next time this word is used is in Revelation chapter 17 verse 6.
那最后一处呢是在启示录的第17章第6节。
Right, I'll read this. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration.
启示录第十七章第六节告诉我们说，我又看见那女人喝醉了圣徒的血，和为耶稣做见证之人的血。我看见她就大大的稀奇。
Very simply, this is talking about the end times.
当然，这里面简单的是告诉我们关于末世。
Right, and then saints will be killed by the Antichrist.
那么圣徒会被敌基督所杀。
And blood will be shed.
那么就会流血。
So three times here in the Bible, the word martyr is used.
在圣经当中，这三处经文当中，殉道这个词被使用。
But actually, there's a more common word.
其实呢，除了这之外，还有一个更加常见的一个词。
There is the word witness.
那就是见证人，见证。
Right, this is 30 times used in the Bible.
在圣经当中出现了30次。
Right, so in English, it is martyr and witness.
在英文当中呢是见证和殉道。
Right, but actually in the original, these two words, they come from the same word.
其实在原文当中这两个词呢，词根是一个。
Right, and only one time is it translated as record.
只有一处经文。 被翻译成是记载。
Right, but we are not going to talk about that.
当然我们今天不会看那处经文。
So the Bible itself tells us,
那么圣经告诉我们,
to be a martyr is to be a witness of God.
要做一个殉道者, 那就是要为神做一个见证者。
Right, all the way to the end.
就是我们要一直不断地为主做见证。
It's not because of how you die.
其实这不在乎你怎么 死怎么殉道？
Whether is by fire,
不论是被火烧死，
or you're stone,
或者是被石头打死，
eaten by lions,
或者是被狮子吃掉，
or you just die because of old age or sickness,
或者是因着年龄年长，或者说疾病离开这个世界。
How we go home to the Lord?
我们怎样去到主的家里面？
It's not important.
这个方式方法。
More important is that we are a witness.
最主要的是我们为主做见证。
Right, all the way to the end of our life.
一直不断，直到我们生命的末了。
Now, how many so-called lesser known martyrs are there?
那有多少鲜为人知的殉道者呢？
We cannot finish counting.
我们数也数不完。
In church history,
在教会历史。
So many were burned and killed.
有许许多多的人, 被烧死,
in the past 2,000 years of history,
在过去的2000年的历史当中,
in the history of the church,
教会历史,
so many ways that Christians have died.
有太多太多的基督徒,
books have been written about them.
有很多的历史，有很多的书籍记载了他们,
and in some of these books,
在这些书籍当中的一些
even missionaries
甚至有一些的宣教士
sometimes they also consider them as martyrs
有时候也被他们称为是殉道者
because for the sake of the gospel
因为是为了福音的缘故
they go to another land and they die there
他们去到另外一个国家并且死在那里
right, so there are many martyrs
所以有很多的殉道者
right now in the world
那么现今的时代,
also many.
也有很多,
again, I believe our brother Yahweh probably knows.
也许我会知道一些,
right, some have given their life for the Lord.
确实有一些为主摆上了生命,
and all around the world.
在全世界范围之内, and
sometimes their stories will not come out.
甚至有些这些人的事迹呢,
in the future, there will also be more who will die for the faith.
甚至在将来也会有很多人为主而殉道。
Right, just now we have read from Revelation.
我们刚刚读了启示录。
Now there are also some very familiar examples in the Bible.
当然在圣经当中也有很多我们熟知的一些的例子。
You know that James was killed, his head was cut off.
我们知道使徒雅各为主殉道被砍头。
Right, so is John the Baptist.
当然也有施洗约翰。
Right, all these people, we have the record in the Bible. So as I, you know, as I studied through,
所以当我来准备的时候,
right, I think that today we'll just cover three people.
那我今天就想来, 谈论三个人,
three people that we don't normally talk about.
三个我们不常谈及的人,
but they also died for the Lord in the Bible.
那么在圣经当中他们也是为主而死。
Right, so we have these three people.
那在这里面我们有这三个人。
Right, so let's start with Zechariah.
那我们先以撒迦利亚开始。
But this is not the Zechariah that wrote the book of Zechariah.
这个撒迦利亚呢, 不是撒迦利亚书的作者。
Right, it's a different person.
是另外一个人。
Now, let's turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 24.
让我们打开历代之下的第24章。
2 Chronicles chapter 24.
历代之下的24章。
Okay, our main focus will be from verse 15 to verse 22.
我们最主要的经文是15到22节。
But I will also cover a bit of the history.
那我也会来谈论一些的背景。
Now, Zechariah lived in a difficult time.
撒迦利亚, 生活在一个不太容易的时代。
The nation of Israel was split into two.
以色列国分为两个。
So he was at the southern side.
那他是在南国的犹大。
And he was under this king called Joash.
他是在约阿施王的下面。
Right, in verse 2.
在第二节。
Now, Joash, this king, he started quite well.
约阿施王呢, 一开始, 非常的好。
Because of this person, Jehoiada the priest.
因为耶和耶大这样一个大祭司的缘故。
But what happened when this priest died?
那么耶和耶和耶大去世之后, 那么约阿施做了什么呢?
See in verse 15.
我们看第15节。
So Jehoiada, he lived very long.
耶和耶大年纪老迈。
He lived for 130 years.
他活了130岁。
Right, and the Bible in verse 16.
那在第16节呢?
The Bible records that he did very well for the Lord.
他在神眼前, 行善。
He had done good in Israel, both toward God and toward his house.
他在以色列人当中, 不单单为神的家, 也为到国家做得非常, 做得好, 行善, 好事。
Let's come down to verse 17.
那来到第17节呢?
Now, after the death of Jehoiada,
耶和耶大死后呢?
The princes of Judah, they came.
犹大的首领, 众首领就来,
they came to the king.
他们来到王面前,
now that Jehoiada is not there anymore,
现在耶和耶大已经不在了,
the king started to listen to these people.
那么王呢, 就开始听这些首领的话,
in verse 18,
在第18节,
very sad.
非常, 让人伤心的,
right, they went back to idolatry.
他们去侍奉偶像,
right, and all these people, they all went back to pray and to worship all these idols.
这些人呢就去拜偶像了。
They left the house of the Lord God.
他们离弃了神的殿。
And then they served all these idols.
他们侍奉这些偶像。
No, but you see, God cares for His people.
但是神爱惜神在乎他的百姓。
Right, He will always send a witness there for Himself.
他总会兴起他的见证人。
So in verse
19,
yet he sent prophets to them to bring them again unto the Lord, and they testified against them, but they would not give ear.
第19节，但神仍差人遣先知到他们那里，引导他们归向耶和华。这先知警戒他们，他们却不肯听。
Right, God in His love will send all these messengers to help them.
神因着他的爱差遣 很多的这些, 先知来到他们当中。
Now in verse 20,
在第20节,
Now the Spirit of God came upon Zechariah, the son of Jehoiada the priest, right, which stood above the people and said unto them, Thus saith God, why transgress ye the commandments of the Lord, that ye cannot prosper? Because ye have forsaken the Lord, He hath also forsaken you.
第20节，那时神的灵感动祭司耶和耶大的儿子撒迦利亚，他就站在上面对民说：“神如此说， 你们为何干犯耶和华的诫命，以致不得亨通呢？ 因为你们离弃耶和华，所以他也离弃你们。
Now we do not know much about the background.
我们不知道关于撒加利亚太多的背景。
But it seems like, well, he learned from his father.
似乎是他从他的父亲学神的话语。
Right, the witness of God was in the house.
那么在这个家庭里面能够见证神。
And God moved and called him.
那神就感动他，神就呼召他。
Use him as a voice to speak to the people.
神使用他向百姓说话。
He asked them.
所以他就问这些人,
Why do you go against the word of God?
你们为什么干犯神呢?
But God cannot bless you like this.
神如果这样子的话, 神不会祝福你们。
But God loves you and He wants to bless you.
神爱你们, 神愿意祝福你们。
But if you go this way,
如果你们仍然继续这样做的话,
Right, God will leave you.
神会离弃你们。
Right, and this is what He said to them.
这是撒加利亚向他们所说的话。
Very sadly, in verse
21,
they conspire against him and stone him with stones at the commandment of the king in the court of the house of the Lord.
众民同心谋害撒加利亚，就照王的吩咐，在耶和华的殿的院内用石头打死他。
Right, the king himself did not do it.
王不是王自己去做的。
But he asked the people to do it.
他给了这些人命令去行。
In verse
22,
right, thus Joash the king remembered not the kindness which Jehoiada his father had done to him, but slew his son. And when he died, he said, "The Lord look upon it and require it."
这样，约阿施王不想念撒加利亚父亲耶和耶大向自己所施的恩，杀了他的儿子。撒加利亚临死的时候说：“愿耶和华鉴察深渊。”
Right, so Zechariah, the Lord raised him up.
那么神兴起了撒加利亚,
right, to ask the people to repent.
来责备，来劝勉百姓回转。
But just because of this message,
但正因为他传讲这样的信息呢,
right, God's care for the people.
当然神却是在乎在意他的百姓。
Right, the king didn't care about it.
那国王不在乎。
Right, and just killed him.
那国王呢就杀了他。
Right, so this is one of the martyrs that we don't usually read about.
所以这是我们不常读到的一个殉道者。
Now we are going to also look at another prophet.
我们会来看另外一个。
Right, this is in Jeremiah chapter 26.
这是在耶利米书的26章。
Right, Jeremiah chapter 26. Now, in the time of Jeremiah,
在耶利米时代,
it was much later,
是当然比撒加利亚要晚很多,
just before the Lord took them into captivity,
也是在神让他们被掳之前,
during Jeremiah's time,
在耶利米的时代,
he would witness the fall of Judah,
他见证了犹大的败亡,
and you see, Jeremiah also did the same.
你会发现, 耶利米也是如此的行。
He also brought a very strong message to the people.
他把神的道讲给百姓。
Now you see in verse 8.
我们来看第八节。
Right here it says, Now it came to pass when Jeremiah had made an end of speaking, all that the Lord had commanded him to speak unto all the people, that the priests and the prophets and all the people took him, saying, Thou shalt surely die.
耶利米说完了耶和华所吩咐他对 众人说的一切话，祭司、先知与众民都来抓住他，说：“你必要死。”The
people really wanted to kill him.
那这些民众呢，确实想杀了耶利米。Right,
surely no chance.
要把他杀了。Right,
and the whole nation turned against him.
整个国家都敌对耶利米。Now
in verse 10 to verse 11.
那第10和11节。
There is mentioned the princes, the priests, and all these people came.
圣经告诉我们说这些首领、祭司、先知等等来。
They say, oh, this man should die.
他们说这个人是该死的。
How can you say that, oh, you know, we are sinners and we are going to die?
你怎么能够说我们是罪人,我们将要灭亡了呢?
How can you say bad things about us?
你怎么能够说这些不吉利的话呢？
You know, but later on we find that as Jeremiah faced all these things,
当然我们也会看到接下来当耶利米来面对这一切事情的时候。
Now verse 14 is very precious.
第14节却是非常的宝贵。
Right, he says, as for me, behold, I am in your hand. Do with me as seemeth good and meet unto you.
十四节告诉我们说，至于我，我在你们手中，你们眼看何为善，何为正，就那样待我吧。
He was not afraid to die.
他不怕死。
Right, he was just dared as a prophet to preach.
他作为先知，就是在那里面传讲神的话语。
What the people want to do?
那民众想做什么？
He cannot control.
他无法去掌控。
He was not there begging them, oh, please spare me, you know, look at me.
他没有去祈求这些百姓的怜悯。
He knew that his life was in the hand of the Lord.
因为他知道他的生命是在主的手中。
No, but this is one of the mysterious things.
这是一个奥秘。
The Lord very quickly in verse 16,
因为在第十六节
Somehow the Lord changed the heart of the people.
那神就改变了民众的心。
那 Jeremiah somehow was not killed.
耶利米呢就没有死。
But very strangely, you see in verse 20.
那很奇怪的在第二十节。
Now this is where we have this man, Uriah the prophet.
在这里面就有这样一个乌利亚先知啊，乌利亚。
Right, verse 20, and there was also a man. That prophesied in the name of the Lord, Urijah the son of Shemaiah of Kiriath-Jearim, who prophesied against this city and against this land, according to all the words of Jeremiah.
因为在二十节告诉我们说，又有一个人奉耶和华的名说预言，是基列耶利人施玛亚的儿子乌利亚，他照耶利米的一切话说预言，攻击这城和这地。
No, Jeremiah was not alone.
耶利米不是一个人在孤军奋战。
God also raised up Urijah to also speak the same message.
神也兴起了乌利亚来传讲同样的真理。
Right, according to all the words of Jeremiah.
因为他是按照耶利米的一切话说预言。
So these two true prophets really preach to the people.
这两个真先知确确实实把神的话语带给了百姓。
But how they end?
那最终他们是怎么样子的呢？
It will be very different.
他们的结局是不一样的。
Of course, God would preserve Jeremiah for some time.
因为神保守了耶利米的生命。
But Uriah would die very quickly.
但先知乌利亚却很快就死了。
Well, you see in verse 21.
我们来看二十一节。
During that time, the king was called Jehoiakim.
在那时候呢，王叫做约雅敬。
Right, he moved in with all his mighty men and all the princes.
他和他的众勇士、众首领都来到乌利亚面前。
King was looking to put him to death.
这个王呢，就是要来杀害乌利亚。
Now Uriah was afraid.
乌利亚呢就惧怕。
Remember like Elijah?
还记得以利亚吗？
Elijah also ran.
以利亚也逃跑。
Right, so we cannot blame them.
我们不能够来说他们不好。
Right, the Bible doesn't say much about all these things.
圣经因为没有说太多。
Right, but anyway, he was afraid. He ran.
因为在这里面，圣经告诉我们，他惧怕，他就逃。
All the way down to Egypt.
逃到埃及。
Right, in verse 22.
在二十二节。
The king wanted him so badly.
王确实要杀了他。
Right, he sent to him people to get him.
那么他就差遣人到埃及去抓住他。
In verse 23.
在二十三节。
There they found him.
在埃及他们就找到了他。
They fetched forth Urijah out of Egypt.
他们就从埃及将乌利亚带来。
They brought him personally to the king.
他们把他带到王的面前。
This time the king is going to move his hand.
这次呢王就动手了。
Right, he took out the sword.
他拿出刀来。
Right, and slew him.
杀了他。
And then even his body.
甚至他的尸首呢。
No respect.
他们连他的尸首都不放过。
Right, just threw him to the common people.
他们就把他的尸首抛在平民的坟地里面。
Right, he didn't care.
他们根本就不在乎。
Right, these are things that happen to Urijah.
这是发生在乌利亚身上的事情。
Sometimes we might ask.
有时候我们会问。
How come this happened?
为什么 为什么这些事情会发生?
You know, in verse 24,
你看在24节,
Nevertheless, the hand of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, was with Jeremiah, that they should not give him into the hand of the people to put him to death.
然而沙番的儿子亚西干保护耶利米, 不交在百姓的手中致死他。
This is very strange.
那确实是非常一个非常
So the Bible here is teaching us this. You must make good friends. Very powerful friends. So that in your time of trouble,
所以当你, 有困难的时候,
they will protect you.
他们会来保护你,
right?
对吗?
Trying to see if you are awake.
看看大家是不是睡着了。
But this is not the message that God is trying to send.
但在这里面, 这并不是神所教导我们的功课。
How God works is very mysterious.
神所做的是超乎我们想象的。
In the Bible, we see these things.
在圣经当中我们可以看到这些事情。
When you read about many of the martyrs in church history,
当你来读圣经, 教会历史当中的很多的殉道者的时候,
it's also the same.
也是如此。
Remember Martin Luther?
还记得马丁路德吗?
While he was running,
当他在逃亡的时候,
God used powerful people to protect him.
神用那些在
Right, and look at people like William Tyndale, who translated the Bible.
你来看丁道尔,
right, he was betrayed.
他被出卖,
right, and he was burned.
并且被烧死,
right, very different.
是非常不同的。
So, you know, all these things are decided by the Lord.
这些呢, 都在神的手中。
So this is the lesson that we can really learn from all these different people.
所以这是我们从这不同的人当中生命当中所能够学到的功课。
Whether it is from the Bible or whether it is from history,
不论是从圣经或者是从教会历史, 我们能够学到。
Right, God will arrange all these things in His own very mysterious way.
神在他自己奇妙的计划里面会安排这一切。
It's not like they were looking to die, okay?
这并不是说他们在找死。
Right, they were just doing what God asked them to do. They did that which is right. They are human like you and me.
他们跟我们是一样,同样都是人。
They also feel fear.
他们也会害怕。
Right, Elijah ran, Elijah also ran.
以利亚逃跑, 乌利亚也逃跑。
Right, so, you know, all those things, we cannot compare.
那么当然我们不能够去对比。
We can only pray that wherever God put us,
那我们只能祷告说,不管神把我们放在任何地方,
we can be used as a witness for Him.
我们能够被主所使用,
now let's go on to just one more.
我们再看最后一个。
Right, this is Antipas.
这是安提帕。
New Testament, Revelation chapter 2.
在启示录的第二章。
Right, Revelation chapter 2.
启示录第二章。
Now just now we read verse 13.
我们刚刚读了第十三节。
Now a bit of background.
一点点的背景。
In the book of Revelation, God wrote to the seven churches.
在启示录当中，神给七个教会写了七封信。
Right, He used the apostle John to write all these things.
神使用, 使徒约翰写。
And so Antipas, he came from this church in Pergamos.
那在这里面呢，安提帕是
Now, Pergamos was one of the capital cities.
别加摩呢是一个省会。
Right, it's a place where people go there to worship all these idols.
在那里面呢，人都聚集去敬拜偶像。
And they also went there to worship the Roman emperor.
他们也到那里面来敬拜 罗马的 皇帝。
Right, and you know, in the past, it was very bad.
在当时是非常非常非常坏的。
You know, when they worship, they will sacrifice something.
因为当他们来敬拜这些偶像的时候呢，他们会献祭。
Right, for us, we sacrifice animals.
对我们来说，我们会献一些的动物。
At home, we used to be Taoist.
当然我们也许当中有一些是道教的。
Right, and at home, we used to sacrifice like, you know, chicken, duck, all this kind of thing.
那我们有时候会献上鸡啊、鸭呀等等。
Very simple.
是非常普通、非常简单的。
In those days, they take people and they kill them.
在当时呢，他们就献人祭啊，把人杀了献上。
Because you want to give a big sacrifice, right?
因为他们要给所谓的献大祭啊。
Right? Animals is not enough.
动物是不足够的。
The bigger sacrifice is you sacrifice a human being.
那最大的祭物呢，就是献上一个人。
So during those days, people were being killed.
所以在当时呢，就会杀人。
Best people to find?
最好的人选是谁呢？
Christians.
基督徒。
Right? So they found Christians.
所以呢，他们就抓基督徒。
And Antipas was used as an example.
安提帕呢，就是其中一个。
The Lord Himself commended and praised Antipas for his faithfulness.
那神呢，就来褒奖了安提帕的忠心。
You know, in verse 13,
你看第十三节,
the place was so bad and so evil.
那个地方是非常的败坏。
Even God describes this place as Satan's seat.
神呢也形容描述他们是撒旦座位之处。
Even though the environment was so bad,
那个环境是非常的不好。
But that doesn't mean people cannot be faithful.
但这并不代表说在这样的境况里面人不能够忠心。
You know, God Himself said in this letter.
在这里面神如此说
right, the church, they did well by holding fast to God.
这个教会是非常好，他们忠心持守神的道。
They did not deny the faith of God.
他们没有离弃，他们没有否认神的真理。
Some in history will say that Antipas was the pastor.
那么在一些的历史记载当中说安提帕是他们的牧师。
We do not know.
我们并不是说很确定。
But that's not important.
当然这个也不是说很重要。
But here God says Antipas was my faithful martyr.
但在这里面神形容安提帕是他忠心的见证人。
Right? God's witness through the city.
是神在那个城市当中所兴起的见证人。
So at that time, maybe on the earth,
也许在当时的 地上呢,
but that would be one of the most wicked places.
也许很有可能是当时的世上最败坏的、最邪恶的地方。
But God still raised such a man.
但神仍然的兴起这样的人。
God still raised such a church there.
神仍然的兴起这样的教会。
Right, and even though we don't know anything about him,
尽管我们不知道对他很多的记载。
Doesn't matter.
并不重要。
Most important is God says, "My faithful martyr or faithful witness."
最主要的是神说他是神忠心的。见证人忠心的殉道者。
So looking at these few examples,
当我们来看这几个例子的时候
we want to just think of some lessons that we take home.
我们来想来跟大家来思想一些的功课。
We don't just want to listen to some stories, right?
我们不希望说只是在这里面听一些的故事。
Because of our limited time,
但因着时间有限
so I would just pick out these few examples from the Bible.
那么我就简单的举了这几个例子在圣经当中。
Right, so all three of them, they were killed for the Lord.
这三个人都为主而死。
Right, and so Zechariah and Urijah, they preached the word of God.
撒加利亚和乌利亚他们传讲神的道。
Then they were killed.
之后为主而死。
Right, we know, of course, there were many other prophets.
当然我们也知道。除了他们之外，也有很多的其他的先知。
Right, there was like Elijah, Elisha.
比如说有以利亚、以利沙。
Right, God took Elijah home.
那神把以利亚接走。
Right, we also know that other prophets like Daniel.
但我们也知道还有其他的先知，比如说但以理。
And also with his friends.
还有他的三个朋友。
They could have died.
他们几乎要死。
They faced death.
他们面对死亡。
Right, by the fire or by the lions.
不论是要烧死或者是要被狮子吃掉。
But they also remain faithful.
他们仍然的持守忠心到底。
Right, so everyone's ending is different.
所以你会发现说每个人的结局不一样。
Or even Antipas.
就是在这里面安提帕。
Or in the New Testament.
新约当中。
Same as all these prophets.
跟这些使徒是一样的。
Faithful all the way to the end.
忠心到底。
Now, what price did they pay?
那他们所付上的代价是什么呢?
The highest price you can pay is with your life.
那最高的代价就是你的生命。
So, this is something for us to consider today.
这是我们今天所要来思想的。
You must count the cost, right?
你必须来数算代价。
So, what is the cost of following Christ?
It's
not easy to be with family or friends sometimes.
确实实, 与家人来说,
sometimes God will allow us to go through some testing.
有时候神会允许我们,
sometimes we will be tempted.
有时候我们会被试探,
hey, you are a Christian.
哎，你是基督徒。
But you know, it is a small thing.
哎呀，你知道这是小事情了。
No, just do this.
哎，来做吧。
Don't be so strict.
哎呀，不要太严厉了。
No, your God is very understanding, right?
你知道你的神是很理解人的。
Your God is very merciful, very gracious.
你的神是非常有怜悯，非常有恩典的。
So, through some way.
所以他们会通过一些方法。
Right, so sometimes we are tempted.
我们会被试探。
Sometimes it's the other way.
有时候会是另外一种方法。
You want to talk about Jesus?
你想要谈论基督,
you get out.
你出去。
Right, so some will face this kind.
有些人就会面对这样的一些的试探。
You step into my house?
你进到我的家里面。
This is my rules.
这就是我的原则。
Right, your God doesn't come here?
你的神不可以进来。
Right, you don't talk about your God.
你不要谈论你的神。
These are things we face, right?
这是我们所经历的,
so, you know, when we read about all these examples in the Bible,
就当我们来, 在圣经当中来读, 来看这些例子的时候,
it's really to encourage us.
其实确实是在鼓励我们。
This world is very dark.
这个世界确实很黑暗, 败坏。
You know, in Singapore, wherever we walk,
就在新加坡, 你不管走到哪里,
or anywhere around the world,
或者是 全世界,
sin is always there.
罪都是存在的,
right? And we are always put as a light.
但是神把我们当作他的光。
So what is the price that we are willing to pay?
所以我们愿意摆上什么样的代价呢?
No, it's easy to maybe sing some hymns.
也许对我们来说, 唱一些诗歌很容易。
I surrender all.
我一切都摆上。
But you know, when we come to doing it,
但当我们真正的去要做的时候,
sometimes very difficult,
确实很难的,
because of a small thing,
因为就是这些小的事情,
we don't dare to speak up for Christ,
我们就不敢为主站起,
and then our testimony not so good,
那我们见证也不是特别好,
so when we read about all these things,
所以当我们来读这些记载的时候,
it's really to encourage us,
确实是来鼓励我们,
and now we talk about all these lesser known matters, right?
那我们来谈论这些,
now let me ask a question.
那我来问大家一个问题。
Who is the greatest martyr?
谁是最大的殉道者?
Who do you think it is?
你认为谁是最大的殉道者?
Who is the greatest martyr then?
是谁呢?
Anybody?
有人吗?
I think this is your only chance to participate in this workshop.
这今天下午唯一能够回答问题的时候。
Who's the greatest martyr? Who do you think it is?
谁是最大的殉道者?
Maybe William Tyndale?
是威廉丁道尔吗?
Maybe because he translated the Bible.
对，也许是他，因为他翻译了圣经。
Who?
谁呢?
Martin Luther?
马丁路德吗?
Who do you think is the greatest martyr?
你认为谁是最大的殉道者?
I heard someone say Jesus Christ.
我听到有人说是耶稣基督。
Yeah, it's true. Sometimes we forget. The danger is that when we look at all the stories,
因为有这样危险，当我们来看这些故事的时候，这些记载的时候,
you know, some of these books about all these martyrs,
因为有时候关于一些的殉道者的书籍,
hundreds of stories,
很多很多的故事,
but most important is we must not forget about the greatest martyr.
那最主要的是我们不要忘记 最大的殉道者。
Now, why is Jesus the greatest martyr?
为什么耶稣是最伟大的殉道者?
Now, only he can witness about himself.
因为只有他自己为他自己做见证。
Now, let's look at John chapter 8, verse 18.
来看约翰福音第八章。
John chapter 8, verse 18.
第八章第十八节。
Right, John chapter 8, verse 18.
约翰福音第八章十八节,
I am one that bear witness of myself, and the Father that sent me beareth witness of me.
圣经说, 我是为 自己做见证，还有差我来的父也是为我做见证。
You know, Jesus, he can witness about himself.
你知道耶稣能够为自己做见证。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because he is God himself.
因为他是神自己。
He can show forth the power of God.
他可以来彰显神的能力。
What about us?
那我们呢？
What can we witness of?
我们能够做什么见证呢？
When we look about ourselves,
来我们来看看自己。
I believe all believers have a testimony.
那我相信所有的基督徒我们都会有见证。
Right, we all have different backgrounds.
我们有不同的背景。
At some point of time, the Lord saved us.
在我们生命的某个时间神拯救了我们。
And so we have a testimony.
所以我们有见证。
You know, when I was a young Christian,
你知道当我是一个年轻的基督徒的时候
，When I came to know Christ, when I was 13,
当我十三岁的时候认识主。
Sometimes you hear of all these testimonies.
有时候你会听到很多类似的见证。
Sometimes you feel very ashamed.
如果你感到很羞愧。
Testimony is so simple.
因为我的见证太普通了。
You just read one verse.
那你就直接读一节经文。
The Lord moved.
那神感动你。
I prayed.
那我祷告。
That's all.
仅此而已。
Wait, nothing very exciting.
没有什么我们说没有什么特别的事情发生。
Later when I was in Bible college.
那到后来当我去到神学院的时候。
When I look at some of my friends.
当我来看到身边的一些朋友。
Their testimony is also so exciting.
他们一些的见证是非常的激动人心的。
Right, I'm quite close to some of the preachers in Gethsemane.
我与科西玛利堂的一些的传道人非常的近。
Some of them were my roommates.
有一些是我的室友。
Right, and so you know their past.
你发现他们的过去。
Right, they did a lot of terrible things.
他们做了很多非常恶的事情。
Right, they were in the world.
他们是在这个世界上面。
The Lord really changed them around.
神确实把他们给扭转了。
Wow, then so exciting.
你听上去之后非常的激动人心。
Look at my testimony.
再看看我的见证。
I feel nothing much to share.
好像没什么可以分享的。
You know, that is not mature thinking.
那是一个不成熟的一个想法。
You know, we must not be ashamed to share about Christ.
我们不要不要怎么说呢？我们不要羞愧啊，为主做见证。
Because every testimony is about Christ.
因为每一个见证都是。
Doesn't matter what our background is.
不管我们的背景是什么。
Right, we can just share for the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们仍然可以来见证基督。
Jesus is a witness for himself and for God the Father.
耶稣基督就为自己做见证，也为父神做见证。
That's why, as the witnesses of Christ,
那因此呢，作为基督的见证者
，we show people the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们见证耶稣基督。
That's all that we have to do.
那这是我们所能做的。
Our testimony is not perfect.
我们的见证不是完美的。
Right, but Jesus perfect.
但耶稣是完美的。
Right, sinless.
是无罪的。
The highest example.
是最好的榜样。
He gave the highest sacrifice.
因为他摆上了最好的、最高的一些祭物。
He paid the highest price for you and for me.
他为我们摆上了的最高的代价。
So no matter all these examples we saw.
所以你。不管我们看了这些什么样的例子
no, they sacrifice their life for God.
他们为主摆上的生命
Nobody can compare to Jesus Christ.
没有人能够与耶稣基督相比
I cannot die for you.
我不能够为你死
As in, I cannot save your soul.
因为我不能够拯救你的灵魂
Let's say a car is going to hit you.
比如说一个车要来撞到你的时候
I jump in front of the car.
我跳到车前
Maybe I can save your body.
也许我可以拯救你的肉体
I cannot save your soul.
但我拯救不了你的灵魂
right, we cannot die to bring each other to heaven.
我们不能够为另外一个人死使他能够上天堂
Only Jesus can.
只有耶稣基督可以
So he is the greatest witness of all.
所以他是最伟大的见证者
right, So let us conclude with a few things.
所以让我们来以下来的几点来做个总结。
So, how can we then be a witness of the Lord?
那我们怎样才能成为主的见证者呢
？How can we be like martyrs in a way?
那我们怎样才能向这些殉道者呢?
Of course, I don't think any of us are looking to die.
那我相信在座的我们没有人想去死。
Whether we are young or old,
不论我们是年轻的还是年长的,
we just want to be a good witness.
我们只是想成为一个好的见证者。
All the way.
至死到底。
Either Jesus comes for us,
不论是耶稣为我们而来,
or he calls us to go home with him.
或者是我们, 主把我们接回天家,
right, there's two ways only.
那就这两种方法。
And let's say even if we go,
就算是我们, 离开这个世界,
we also leave behind a testimony.
我们仍然会留给这个世界留下一个见证。
This testimony will be about our whole life.
那这个见证就是关于我们的生命。
How we live for Christ.
我们怎样为主去活。
Whether you know Christ for just 1 year,
不论你信主一年,
or you know Christ for 40 years,
或者是40年,
doesn't matter.
这不重要。
Most important is that we live for Christ.
最主要的是我们为主而活。
Right, all the way.
从头到死。
Until we see Christ face to face.
直到我们与主面对面。
And that's why I chose that hymn.
这是为什么我们一开始唱面对面。
This is how we can be a witness.
这是我们怎样才能成为一个见证。
Not just talking about dying.
我们不单单谈论死亡。
Like in Romans 12:1.
那么在圣经在罗马书的12章。
Romans chapter 12 verse 1.
在罗马书12章第1节,
we know this very well.
我们非常熟悉的一段经文,
while we are living,
当我们还活着的时候,
it says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
在这里面, 保罗告诉我们说, 所以弟兄们, 我以神的慈悲劝你们, 将身体献上, 当作活祭, 是圣洁的, 是神所喜悦的, 你们如此侍奉, 那是理所当然的。
Right, God has kept us alive today.
神仍然地保留我们的生命。
Will we be alive tomorrow?
我们明天还活着吗?
Right, we do not know.
我们不知道。
But just day by day.
所以我们一天说一天。
Right, the theme of the camp, strangers and pilgrims.
那营会的主题呢, 就是在世上做客旅做寄居的。
So while we can live,
所以当我们还活着的时候,
we just live for Christ.
我们就为主而活。
Remember the late Dr. Tho?
你还记得杜祥和医师吗?
He always just used to keep telling us.
他时常地提醒我们。
Do something for Jesus every day.
为主每天做一件事。
And that's all.
仅此而已。
Right, day by day, we just live for Jesus Christ.
每一天我们为主而活。
Then you and I think we'll be lesser known, okay?
我相信我们会更
I don't think any one of us will be some great martyr for the Lord Jesus Christ.
I don't know,
okay, but anyway, it's up to the Lord.
我不知道, 当然这是出于神的旨意。
On Sunday, I was teaching the little one, the Sunday school kids.
因为有一个主日我在教导那些小孩子, 主日学的时候,
there's this children's song, Jesus Beats Us Shine. You in your small corner and I in mine.
你在你的小角落, 我在我的。
Right, so I just told them a simple lesson. Most of the time, my small corner is quite far away.
很多时候，大多时候我的这个角落呢，是很远的。
But we also have our own small corners.
我们都有我们自己的一个地域。
For the children in their homes, in their classrooms.
也对儿童来说，他们就是在家里面，在课堂上面。
Right, in the playground.
或者是在那个游乐场上。
Right, same for all of us.
对我们来说都是这样。
We have our own small corner.
我们有我们自己的一个领域。
Every place will have its difficulties.
不同的地方都有它的难处。
But we are there for a purpose, right?
但我们在那里面都是有目的的。
Right, so we don't need to be very well known.
所以我们不需要成为著名的人。
Just that people know Christ in us.
只是希望说人通过我们来认识他。
I'm going to end with just two verses.
那我最后呢要用两节经文来做总结。
Matthew chapter 10.
马太福音第10章。
Matthew chapter 10 verse 32 to verse 33.
马太福音第10章32和33节。
Right, Matthew chapter 10, verse 32 to verse 33. Now, I'm going to read the two verses. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven.
马太福音第十章三十二和三十三节告诉我们说，凡在人面前认我的，我在我天上的父面前也必认他；凡在人面前不认我的，我在我天上的父面前也必不认他。
Right, the message is very simple from Jesus Christ.
所以耶稣所教导我们的信息是非常的简单。
Things on this earth are going to be difficult.
这个世界会越来越难。
But don't be afraid to be a witness for Christ.
但不要惧怕成为基督的见证。
Our names are known by God.
我们的名字是被神所知晓的。
Written in the book of life.
是写在生命册上的。
Nobody can take it out.
没有人能够拿去。
Right, and our names are known before God. So wonderful, right? Sometimes we even forget each other's names. But the name of Jesus Christ
is
the most important name. And that's one name that we always must keep. Not to keep it secret. Right, but it must be known by others.
而是要使别人能够因着我们能够认识他。
Are we ashamed to say the name of Jesus Christ?
我们是否因为来传讲耶稣以为耻呢？
You and I, we are all different.
你和我，我们都是不一样的。
But we have the same Savior.
但是我们有同样的救主。
We might have different fears.
我们也许会有不同的惧怕。
Different struggles.
不同的挣扎。
Now, naturally, I'm a quiet person.
当然，自然的我是一个非常安静的人。
In front of a lot of people, I get very nervous.
在众人面前我就非常紧张。
To knock on doors and to share to people the gospel, I struggle.
所以让我来敲门来传福音，我会很有挣扎。
Right, so we all have different struggles, right?
我们有不同的挣扎。
Right, to share to certain people in the family.
与不同的人，与家里其他的人来分享福音。
To share to some friends.
或与朋友来分享福音。
Not easy.
不容易的。
We all have our own fear and struggles.
我们都有自己的惧怕，有自己的挣扎。
But I hope that the verses that we read today.
但我希望今天所读的经文。
The examples that we look at.
我们所看的例子。
Right, all this will help us to be better witnesses.
这一切都会帮助我们成为
Right, so may the Lord help us.
愿主来帮助我们。
Right, maybe in closing, let us sing the hymn again.
作为结尾，我们再次的来唱这首诗歌。
Right, page 35 for the English congregation.
第62页，面对面。
Right, so same thing. First and this time, let's change it. This time, the first and third stanza will be in Mandarin, and the second and fourth stanza will be in English.
第一、第三，我们会用中文。 第二和第四呢，会用英文来唱。
见到为我受死耶稣，面对你。
in prayer.
我们一起来做祷告。
Right, let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Our Father and our God in heaven,
我们在天上的父神,
in your love you have sent to us the Lord Jesus Christ.
因着你的爱,
our Redeemer and our Savior.
我们的救主, 我们的救赎主。
Your word has been a witness to us.
你的话语是给我们做了见证。
To show to us the way, the truth, and the life.
告诉我们道路, 真理和生命。
And we also have this privilege.
我们也能够有这份的特权。
To be a blessing to others.
能够成为别人的祝福。
To shine as lights for you.
能够为你来发光。
Grant to us the courage.
主啊赐给我们勇气。
Grant to us good wisdom.
赐给我们有智慧。
And help us to be a good testimony.
帮助我们能够成为一个好的见证。
We do not know how many more days we have. Or when you will come for us. But until the end.
但是我们祷告, 直到生命的末了,
that you help us to be your witnesses.
你帮助我们能够成为你的见证人,
help us to encourage each other.
帮助我们能够在主里面彼此激励,
and to have a burden for the lost souls around us.
也能够为身边那些迷失的灵魂有负担,
and to give our life for you,
并且能够把生命献给你,
as a living sacrifice,
能够成为一个活祭,
so bless us and use us,
主啊, 愿你来赐福, 来使用我们,
as thy church, as thy people,
作为你的教会, 作为你的子民,
in every corner that you send us to,
不论我们去到哪里,
so use us for your purpose and for your glory,
使用我们, 来为了你自己的目的和你自己的荣耀,
for the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior,
为了耶稣基督的名字,
and in the name of Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督圣名, 我们祷告。
Amen. Amen.